Corey Curtis, Kayla Anderson in for Darren Donick. Today, Thursday. What's the date? June 20.
Yeah.
June 20. Night of the NBA draft. The eve of the NHL draft. Both exciting.
But it's summer and there's nothing going on, Corey.
There's nothing going on. Nothing at all. The NBA draft tonight going to have plenty of fireworks. There, of course, there'll be about a billion trades. One trade we do not expect to see is with the very first pick of the draft. We all expect to see the New Orleans Pelicans take Zion Williamson from Duke. For more on that, we bring in Andrew Doak from WWL-TV Channel 4 in New Orleans. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. If Pelicans trade away the number one pick, we need to get some crazy pills sent over to the Pelicans facility ASAP.
You know what? It's amazing when you trade away an all-NBA player in Anthony Davis. You know, you would think it would be like a time for mourning. But when you look at the reboot this Pelicans team is about to pull off, it's really exciting, isn't it?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, I think everyone kind of went through these weird stages of mourning almost. Like when Anthony Davis announced that, you know, publicly requested a trade, which of course he denied at first, but everybody knew that he and Clutch Sports did it. It was almost like the city was like, we understand, we kind of wasted your talent, we get it. But then once he denied it, it was like everybody kind of turned on him. And then once you get this number one pick, it's like, wow, we kind of rebooted and karma kind of almost went the New Orleans Pelicans way. And now we have this, you know, opportunity to be able to do it correctly and be able to build a foundation that hopefully, in their case, can help, you know, bring them a legitimate franchise for the next half decade or maybe even more.
Has there been any talk whatsoever about teams approaching the Pelicans for that pick?
For the number one pick?
Yeah.
Oh, not that I've heard at all. Yeah. I mean, what would you have to give up to be able to land that number one pick? I mean, maybe your whole team.
Lifetime.
I mean, look, there are teams like the Knicks out there. That's just reality.
Full of James Dolan, but what has he got to offer? That's kind of
the keys to Madison Square Garden. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you bring up an interesting point because you said that pick. Because the fourth pick, they could roll that into even more picks, couldn't they?
No question about it. And to be honest with you, not that it's taken – I take that back. It's taken a little bit of shine off of the number one pick because, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that the Pelicans are going to take Zion Williamson. We've known that as soon as they landed the number one pick, and that's why the Pels actually sold 2,500 season tickets
the
night that they landed the number one pick. So people in New Orleans are excited to see him. But because of that, now it's like the big question is, what do we do with this number four pick? Because, you know, that was – The most crucial piece in my mind that the Pelicans got back from the Lakers in that trade, and I can see them literally doing a number of things with it, and whether it's trading up, trading back, making a pick tonight that they keep, or maybe even making a pick that they plan to dish. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to come all the way down to the wire, and then depending on who they take, even extend beyond, because this number four pick is the most movable asset that they have right now in the short term.
Well, listen, they've got the opportunity to add an elite point guard talent in either Darius Garland or Coby White. Why wouldn't they do that?
I think they really like Lonzo Ball. And
I'm not 100%
okay, you're talking to the wrong guy.
No, I'm telling you. I'm as surprised as anyone about it, but I know that Alvin Gentry really likes Lonzo Ball. That was one of the guys that in this trade, they liked anyone. Now,
I just returned my season tickets, okay? I just returned them.
Well, I think they realized his shot is a little janky. It's got a lot of improvement that's needed, but they like his defense. They like his court vision. I don't know if they're going to like what comes with his father and kind of the circus that follows him around that apparently is not going to be on ESPN anymore as far as reports yesterday were concerned. But the Pelicans really seem to like Lonzo Ball and the prospect that they believe he can grow into being. I think if any player could be involved in if they decide to trade this number four pick, I think it's Brandon Ingram would be the first up out of the assets that they got from this Lakers deal. I think Brandon Ingram looks like, you know, he has some talent and some upside, but he also needs to eat like 10 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like po'boys a day to be able to gain some weight.
He's in the right town.
He is, I know. So, I mean, he could pack on some weight pretty quick. Who knows? I mean, I gained like 15 pounds as soon as I moved to New Orleans in the first week.
That's true. I visited there a while back, and I gained 15 pounds in like 2 days. But, Andrew, has there been any talk of Darius you know, going there and maybe being just the weapons that you could see with him and Zion. I know that he had the injury, and a lot of people look at that. I know he's also represented by Clutch Sports, which has been talked to of, you know, maybe stay away from that.
Well, I would say this, to take it a little bit different direction, if the Pelicans are interested, in my opinion, in moving this pick, but selecting a player in the process and seeing what the field looks like, you know, what the who the takers are after, I would take Darius Garland, because I think he would probably be the best player available. We'll see how it shakes out, but based on who we think the top three are going to be, Zion Williamson, John Morant, and R.J. Barrett going in that order, I would take Darius Garland at four, because I think had he not gotten hurt, you know, he was going to be the best point guard in the country. So if I were to take Darius Garland, then I would be looking to move him. And I think, you know, the Pelicans, I believe, would feel comfortable with Lonzo Ball and then maybe Elfrid Payton, who is a free agent, but he's also one of New Orleans' own. I think they would like him either in a starting role or off the bench if they get a healthy season out of him. But if they were to keep the pick, I think they might go with DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia, because I think that's a guy who, especially me watching him, you know, for an extended period of time during the NCAA tournament, that I really, really liked as an elite defender and a scorer who I think needs some polish to his offensive game, but definitely has huge upside.
I think that's next level thinking right there, Andrew, drafting him to trade him. And I think it makes a lot of sense, because there are a lot of teams who want him, from what we've understood. The Timberwolves, the Bulls, the Celtics. The Celtics certainly have movable pieces that could help the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, we've got another local guy in Jordan Bone from Brentwood, Tennessee, here, right around Nashville, who played it at Tennessee as well. I've seen a lot of mocks have him going to the Pelicans at 57.
And I would really like that pick. Honestly, Tennessee has a lot of guys who I think in the second round I think could be some steals. I mean, Admiral Schofield, when I watched him, and Jordan Bone, like both those, they came to LSU and played them in Baton Rouge. Like that whole team was just a veteran group with savvy basketball players who I thought could certainly contribute to NBA teams. So I think if the Pelicans got him with a late second round pick, I think he would be an absolute steal in this draft that, you know, could be a piece on an NBA team who maybe isn't like a major contributor right away, but he's going to give you solid points in production every night and while helping you lead an offense. So, I mean, if they were to pick him, I would be ecstatic about that pick, to be honest with you.
I want to go back really quick to just Zion and what this his presence is going to mean to the city of New Orleans. We all saw what Drew Brees was able to do with the Saints organization, really be that guy that's known there in the city. And I'm guessing this is going to be the same thing, to have a guy like this that is really going to come and bring positive energy, because we know what he does on the court, but he's just as beloved off the court.
I'll tell you right now, yesterday was the first interaction that I had had with Zion Williamson on a professional level and personal level. And it took me no less than a couple minutes to just see the way that he carried himself, to see how he interacted with the media, and just how mature he was, that I was like, this kid's 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even 19 until July 6th.
That's crazy.
So when I watched him, I was just like, man, this guy doesn't just scream like face of a franchise based on his skill set, but how he carries himself, he screams face of the NBA here in a couple of years, especially once LeBron James is gone. But you know, I think when it comes to the city of New Orleans, one thing that Anthony Davis never really did and never really was comfortable with, and I'm not just saying this because he's on the way out, he never embraced being the vocal guy and being someone who was comfortable with, like, being around fans in a community setting. And Zion Williamson, from the short interactions that I've had with him, he seems like that kind of guy. Drew Brees is that kind of guy. Alvin Kamara is that kind of guy. Who really enjoy being out in the community, and their personalities match that. I mean, they seem very genuine. And I saw a recent interview with Coach K, who said one of the biggest things that whoever drafts Zion is going to love about him is that he gets out in the community. And he just, like, completely raved on him. And I've never really seen him do that with many players, but I could see why after having met him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew, thanks for joining us. Despite the news about Lonzo Ball, I still am interested in watching the New Orleans Pelicans this season. We really appreciate your time. And listen, I know it's going to be a party in New Orleans for probably like 72 hours after tonight. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Have fun, Andrew.
Thanks, y'all. I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right. That's Andrew Doak from WWL-TV, Channel 4 in New Orleans. You know, the only way he sees Darius Garland going to the Pelicans
is if they trade him.
Is if they're going to trade him.
Yeah,
so
and that makes sense.
And it does. It was a very strong point he brought. And so if Darius gets picked fourth overall, I would sit and then wait to hear if he's on the move. And that's a really good point. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about what Andrew had to say and about where we are in this NBA draft. Now, Preds fans, join us for the official Nashville Predators NHL draft party presented by Yeehaw Beer tomorrow, June 21st at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs, located at 1855 Galleria Boulevard. Win prizes like autographed memorabilia, meet Predators broadcast personalities along with Nash and the energy team. Jared and the GM will be broadcasting live from 2 to 6, followed by Preds insiders from 6 to 7. It's the official Nashville Predators NHL draft party tomorrow, June 21st, at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Corey Curtis and Kayla Anderson sitting in for Darren and Donick on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game.